Kisimit Shin Mem, Seif Gimel. Rechava begins with the Melacha of Moichek. It's interesting, Rechava sort of skips over Kaisev and goes to Moichek, because we're dealing with over here the Drabanans and the practical Drabanans that come up. So there's more practicality, more practical cases of Moichek than Kaisev. So, Melachas Moichek. What's the Melacha Moichek of erasing? So, Mishnah and Masechta Shabbos, the Vayin Gimel and Aleph, when counting the 39 Melachos, counts by Moichek, Amanas, Lichtashte, Oisyos. One who's Moichek on the condition to write two Oisyos, he's Chayiv. Zogt Rashi, where we have this in the Mishkan? Why would they be in Moichek in the Mishkan? So Rashi says, Shekein Roishmin al Kroshe Mishkan, they would make a Roishim, they would make a letter on the tops of the Kroshim of the Mishkan, Leida Ezim and Zugai, to know which one matches up which one, right? You had two Kroshim with the, yeah, the Kroshim, there was to say the Milan B'Kodesh, they had to be in a specific place. So make a Roishim to know which one's its Ben Zugai that they were put together. The Kaisiv ois bezu, they write ois on this one, ois on this one. Umaychik pa'amim shita'a. Sometimes they write the wrong ois, so they had to be maychik. So the mechik in the Mishkan was a mechika of something that was written betas, a menas to write the correct ois. That was the malach over here. The malachas maychik in the Mishkan was to be maychik was written betas. Amenaz to write the correct ois. There's a chakira mechika of what's the chi of, what's the gedder? Again, we're trying to figure out the gedder to the malacha, is the tsura of the malacha. What is the chi of meichik? Is it dafka meichik amenaz lichtaiv? Is that the malacha? The malacha, like if I ask you what are 39 malachas, you'll say meichik amenaz lichtaiv. Or no, the malacha is meichik. Amenas, it's for some kind of tikkun. For example, if let's say I would find you a case, and we're going to come across a few of these cases where I could do mechika for a tikkun that's not amenas lichta. I have a sefer Torah, and there's an extra ois written in the sefer Torah, so I want to be mechik that ois, not amenas lichta, because I don't want to write ois over there. I want it to be without that ois. So I'm being meichik that ois in order that the Sefer Torah should be a good Sefer Torah. So I'm doing a tikkun over here. Right now this Sefer Torah has an extra ois. By me erasing that ois, it's a good kosher Sefer Torah. So I'm doing a tikkun b'namenas lichtayv. So is the malacha kaisav b'namenas lichtayv, which over here I did not do, and meichik b'namenas lichtayv, which I did not do? Well, no, it's meichik b'namenas tikkun, and I did a tikkun. Meaning, the two tzdadim over here, the two tzdadim that we're saying right now is that the gedder of the malacha is mechika. Just the suffix is, what type of tikkun do I need? A tikkun of amnas lichtev or any other tikkun? Others want to ask this chakira in a different lashon, which could be the same chakira, just with a different nusach. Is the tikkun that, why do I need a tikkun over here? Melechas mechika by itself is a kilkel, it's ma'isa kilkel, right? And the idea of the obvious melechas are 39 melechas of creativity. You're creating something. On Shabbos we rest from being creative. During the week, we create, we work, we do things, we build things. We're planting, we're sowing, we're doing things. We're creating. Shabbos, we pull back. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu did. We rest. So kilkul is destroying. It's not building. It's not creating. So it's not. It's you're not chayv on a ma'isa kilkul midaraisa. Mechik is a kilkul. So is it pshat that the Ma'isa Malacha is Mechika? Just since the thank you very much. Is a kilkel. So in order that it shouldn't be a kilkel, that's why I need a tikkun. Thank you. Is that why? You know, we're just repeating the chakira maybe in a different nusach. Ma'isa mechik alone is ma'isa kilkel. Now ma'isa kilkel, there was mechayv you. Has to be melachas machsheves. Has to be a chashu melacha. So I need a tikkun over here. So is it that I need a tikkun and therefore any tikkun works? Or maybe no. The melacha is preparing, making a makkah, making a place for ksiva. I have a paper with letters on it, and by erasing the letters, now I can use this paper to write on it. So is the melacha again mechika? Is that the melacha just in order that it shouldn't be a simple kilkel? I need to add a tikkun to it. Oh no, the melacha is the gedda to the melacha is preparing a place for ksiva, specifically for ksiva. Now we'll go through now different dinim that are going to come up throughout the siman over here, and try to see if we can bring a raya from any of them to these dinim. And like we did with goyzis, we went through the different dinim. Let's see what the so starting with the first one. Starting with the first makar, we have over here the Mishnah says, "Va'moichik amenas lichtov shtei oisyes." That's the lashon. "Yemoichik amenas lichtov shtei oisyes." In order to write two oisyes. Now, if the idea of the malacha is preparing a place, making a preparations for writing, so that I'll be able to write, clearing the paper for writing, so then I understand why it's amenas lichtov shtei oisyes. Because since melachas koisev, in order to be chayv on koisev, you need to write two oisyes. Because if you don't write shtei oisyes, it's not a chashev of melacha. Just writing one oisyes is not chashev. It's like a chetzi shir. The chashiv is melachas koisev, is two oisyes. So then I understand. Meichik, which is to prepare the place on the paper, to make it ready, fitting for Kaisiv, so for a chash of a Kaisiv, which is two oisyes. But if you tell me that the malacha is, that the malacha is the mechika, just it needs a tikkun, so why dafka shtei oisyes? One ois also, maybe. However, it's possible that you could be matchedis, and you could say that then no. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you're doing the mechika with the tikkun for ksiva. I mean, really, the melacha is the mechika alone, and since mechika alone is a kilkol, there needs to be a machshava of tikkun over here. And the tikkun could be any type of tikkun, could be many different types of tikkun. The Mishnah is talking about a case where your machshava is that it should be a tikkun for ksiva. So then the Mishnah says, that's me a manas, lichtov shtei oisyes. But if it's for a different tikkun, so then the share will be different. Where do we find such idea? The Bi'ur Halacha and Sif Yudalev. The Bi'ur Halacha and Sif Yudalev, very famous Bi'ur Halacha, where it's talking about over there, HaKorea. And again, the Mishnah says, HaKorea Amras Litpa. When are you Oivan Korea? When it's on the condition to sow. Right? For example, in the Urias in the Mishkan. So if a darna, a type of worm, went ahead and made a hole, ate out like a moth. It ate from the urea. Now I have a hole. So if you're gonna sew it, you're gonna push it together. It's gonna bunch up on the side. So what you do is you cut a little here, cut a little here, and then it falls there. Try that. So and then you can sew it very nicely. So it's a kirei amenas litbar. So the Bi'ur Halacha says over the year, that really Korea Yechayev, even if it's almanas for any other tikkun also. I, the Mishnah says almanas litpa shtei tfirois, that's when the tikkun is for tfira, says be a Korea almanas litpa shtei tfirois. But if it's almanas for a different tikkun, then we'll have a different shir, so maybe over here we'll say the same thing also. However, the problem is, as the Afik Yam and Simen Dal points out, in the Michas Chinuch, he brings down the Nishmas Adam, that the Nishmas Adam and the Mechas Chinuch are mefurish, that the share is always Amnaz Lichter Shtei Oisiois, and the Nishmas Adam himself holds, and the Mechas Chinuch, that if you do it for any tikkun, you chay. So why, when I'm doing it for the tikkun, let's say the Sefer Torah, I'm being meichik that extra ice, so that now I have a tikkun, I have a kosher, a beautiful Sefer Torah without any extra icy ice. I'm not chay because they didn't do. I'm not slichtav shtei icy ice. Why? They hold the tikkun I'm chay for. So why is this shit always have to be shtei icy? That's his kasha.
Well, if it's a letter, yeah, like at the end of a word, so by there's a space after that word for letter. So by erasing that, you technically now have a space to write two erasers.
There's only one open space, and now I erase one letter.
So now it's welcome to write two
erasers. Okay, so what's the deal? What would you say?
There is a tip in there for making two erasers now.
But you were machshir, you didn't make it. Yeah. You didn't mechik avonos. I would assume that you're potter. But, what? Yeah. Right. But he's saying that where there's already space for one ice, I erased, by me erasing one ice, I created now the space for two ices. Until now, there's only space for one ice. I'd assume you're part in that case also, but we'll have to see if that case comes up. Okay? Good. Okay, so there's one raya, which you could learn both ways, and we'll remain with a kasha that we have to get back to, if we have a teretz. Okay, the second raya that perhaps one could bring is from, there's a case in the Gemara of Ayin Hei on the base, and it's the Tesefta also in Parag Yud Beis, Halacha Zayin, in Shabbos. So the case is as follows. Kosav Ois Achas Gedolim. Someone goes and writes a big Aleph. And the space where I wrote this big Aleph, there's room really to write two letters. Pater. I'm not chayv de reisa, I'm pater avalas. Mochakes gedoyla, ois gedoyla. If I erased a big ois, this big Aleph was written, I'm going to erase this Aleph. Yesh bim koim aluchter shtayim, but the space over there to write two, chayv. I'm chayv. So the question is, what's going on here? We're saying that by kaisiv, it doesn't help that I wrote one ice. I need to, even though it's a big ice, it doesn't make a difference. You had to write two ices. So why by moichik, where I was moichik one ice, am I chayiv? Must be that the idea is that since there's room over here to write two ices, the idea is that you're moichik and you machshir this, you prepared it for ksiva. Of two ices. So even though you only did a mechik of one ice, but now that I have room to write two ices, that's enough. So it's not a vart, a mechik alone, that the ma'is mechik. It's a vart again, preparing, making room for a ksiv of two ices. That is the melacha. So therefore, in the inkosiv itself, in the etzim ksiva, for the ksiva to be considered a melacha, I have to write two ices. But in Mechika, which is just being machsher, the makim for ksiva, so then as long as now I can write two ices, that will be enough. So this would seem to be a raya to that side. However, it could be behemshech, we'll see that it's not a clear raya. But I'm just pointing out again another point to keep another raya that may be a raya. A third raya is the Tesefta. Tesefta says, "Nafla tipas diyoy, a blotch of ink fell agabe sefer umachika." Now I go ahead and I scrape off that blotch of ink. A blotch of ink fell on my page, and now I'm going to scrape off that ink. So the Tesefta says, "Im yesh bim koyma lichtav shtei oisiyos chayev." If there is room to write two oisiyos over there, you chayev. So again, how do we understand this? If, again, like the same side, if the Yisrael and the Malach is, over here, if the Yisrael and the Malach is, Amanas Lichtayv, Mechik Amanas Lichtayv, so then, Yeah, if over here also should be a right. Notice if the yisoid is amenas lichtoiv, mechik amenas lichtoiv, so then even if I erase the yoy, so if it's to prepare the page for writing to oisyois, so then it makes sense. Then it makes sense. Again, what's the case over here? A blotch of ink fell on. Now, am I erasing oisyois? Not erasing oisyois. What am I erasing? A blotch of ink. If I'm erasing a blotch of ink, then now there's room to write to oisyois. So if the whole idea of mechika is preparing the paper to be able to write on it, because I couldn't write on it until now because there's a blotch of ink over there, and by scraping it off now I could write, so then I understand this. But if you learn that the melacha is mechika alone, just I need a tikkun, so then already you could say that let's take a look at the mechika that was in the Mishkan was mechika of oisyos, not a blotch of ink. Right? If the melacha, the gedal melacha is to make the paper, to prepare, the mechika is to prepare the paper for writing through a mechika, so then that's what I accomplished over here. But if you're looking at the mechika alone, because you need some kind of tikkun to make the mechika something, so then it should be a mechika which is similar to the Mishkan. Which, if we take a look at the Rosh in Perek Zayin test, over there he says something interesting. He says that a ois that was written mitaz is command alasa dummy. A ois that was written mitaz is if it's not there. Then already my chach is not a good chach, right? What was I saying? Say on the tzad there needs to be mechika, the melach is the mechika alone, so then it should be dummy to the Mishkan, and Mishkan you're doing ois. But we said earlier from Rashi that what were you erasing in the Mishkan? Letters that are written mitaz. That's like a blotch of ink. So then vaita, I have no right to eat the tzad from here. So both of them could really work out over here.
Does it have to be the same, like the same ink as you pour? Like, so if you ask, at least put coffee in your bar. Would that be
mechika? Okay, so it could be, we'll see. If it's the lach, then it won't be mechika. Right.
Let's see.
Yeah, like this. The Tosefta says that if you have a blotch of ink on the paper and you scrape it away, yoyma mechika. So I start off like this. I say, one second. We had two tzedakim. Either mechika is, the ism mechika is because I am making room for writing. So then I understand this. You even though you did one, you scraped away one blotch of ink, but now I have room to write two ices. But if you tell me that melachas mechika is the mechika, that which I need a ticket is just so it should be a kilko, but the melachas is the mechika. So then, maybe then it has to be done to the Mishkan. Where over there you're going to be a Meichik Oisiyos. Over here I wasn't Meichik any Oisiyos. So I said, but that you could be Matcha. Why? Because in the Mishkan you will be a Meichik letters that were written B'Tos. And the Rosh says, use the Lashon, that letters that are written B'Tos is command Alasa. So it's like a blotch of ink. So if I think you're doing something similar to the Mishkan, so we don't have a right from this. So let's try another case. The Tosef over there has another case. Hakoisev lekalkel chayev. Someone writes to Hakoisev lekalkel. He's writing in order to lekalkel chayev. A moichik lekalkel pater. Tzishami also. Farshim explain what are we talking about here. What does it mean? A moichik lekalkel. Your race to be lekalkel. So he says, and Farshim explain means I'm not lekalkel. It's going on the R, on the leather. On the leather. So by Melechas Koisev, Yechayev, because the whole Yisoid of Melechas Koisev is that I form letters. I form letters. And the R is only a background to the letters. The R is just there to hold the letters. So even if writing on the R was a kilkel to the R, who cares? But the Maisa, you formed letters on the R. So the R got kilkel. But if the mechika, if by the melech is mechika, by me mechika is mekalkel the R, then now I can't use the R, so then I'm butter. So we also, again, if the melacha is preparing the space for writing, I understand this very well. If by you being meichek, you're scraping, raising it off, you're ruining the art that can't be used for writing, so you didn't prepare anything for writing. But if it's the mechik alone, so then if there is some kind of tikkun in this, any tikkun maybe should be chayv. How could it? Yeah. But if, let's say, I would have a tikkun, let's say there'll be a tikkun, then the Tesefta shouldn't just say plain potter, should depend if there's a tikkun or not.
You use this lashon of kilkul, mashma, that there's no tikkun, maybe because...
No, the Farshim explained, the kilkul is to the R. But it's not... Okay, maybe you can be matcha like that. But I'm saying... Again, what I'm trying to bring out is that there are two tzadim over here. I don't think there's any clear raya either way. And each time you could clear back and forth, but there might be a dichoy. There is a Tesefta, however, over here at the same place, Tesefta on in Tesefta. This is Chedushim on the Masechta. Fine. The Tesefta over there in Yud Bey is dying. He says as follows. Shabbos, it says? Thank you. So he says over here as follows in Paragid Beis, yeah. Paragid Beis Zion. He says, the next case is Vamoichik lekalkel chayev ein lecha shechayev. Now he says it's ein lecha shechayev ela moichik amenas lichtei. You won't be chayiv unless you moichik amenas lichtei. V'hamoichik amenas l'sakin koshu. Here is a chayiv. If you moichik amenas l'sakin koshu, you're a chayiv. The pashtus of this tesefta is mashma that there's two things. There's moichik amenas lichtei. And then taka the shir will be amenas lichtav shtei oisiyos. But then there's hamoichik amenas l'sakin kol shuhu. Hamoichik amenas for any other tikkun, which over there the shir will be a kol shuhu. And you'll be chayiv. So it's pretty clear, like that side that we mentioned earlier, that the melacha is the mechika. Just mechika alone is a kelko. I need to do a tikkun. Depending on what the tikkun is the shir of what the din will be. That's what's mashma from here. However, the Chazon Yecheskel he says, "Mash b'she'ena mechika atzma hi'i atikon, ala ma'ise shi'asa b'moka ma'mochik, av k'dei l'taki mash b'she'ena mechika atzma hi'i atikon." Ein hate be khidush va Allah khazu de mas khayme be kasa. So in the he points out that it's very much mashma like that in the Tesefta. However, in the shtickle over here in the khidush, he wants to say that maybe it's not a raya. Says here. Says, I know. Must be matzke that maybe the time that where you moichek says, Hainu, Shahais Tzura Rishuma, Shalaikit Ikuna. There was ice written, but it wasn't the way it's supposed to. It had something extra to it. Vahaisa Likuya Biyeser. It had something extra. Umochak Mimene Kitsas, by erasing that extra part to it, Venasas Kilchasa, you made a Kilchasa. Shachaiva Mechikazum Shum told us Mechik. Shum Shabaivin Kizay, have a name, Mechik Amanas Lichtai. Right? Meaning it's not like this. There's Mechik Amanas Lichtai, you Mechik what's on the paper in order to be able to write two Isis there, or you had Isis already over there. But there was something extra to the ice that was making an akasha. So ha-moichek amenas l'sakein, me, I have two oises there, but they're not good oises, but I'm being moichek the extra part of it to be m'sakein the ice, that's even a kashu. Why? Because that remains like amenas l'chtayv. Since the whole Melechas Moichik is to be Misakin the Ksav, so that I should have a place to write. Those examples the Mishmur brings down. Shemoichik, Mechai, Gam Nami, have a Moichik, Menas Lichtev. Kim Shemochak, Bechdei Sheyi Kosev, Shem Aydeze Oisis Acheres. By me being Meichik, now I have two Oisiyois, which I didn't have before. Right? That's the idea of Mechika.
Do you
have your Meichik and Ksiva here? I don't think it would be Oivan Ksiva. You didn't do it on my Ksiva. But I did something which brought letters over here somehow.
So it would be like two Koshus here?
Yeah. Yeah.
It has to be splitting one letter into two letters?
That's one example. Or if, let's say, I had a tzadi with an extra piece on it, which is making a puzzle. That's one, though. Yeah, off the two toilets. Yeah. I didn't say that. Yeah. I think, man, because another case he brings here is with the ches. Right? A ches in the same time is two zions with the crown. Chatoitris. So if I just erase that, now I have two zions. So there I did it with one thing. Right. Okay, so again, the emes is that it's the two Sadadim are really a machlek of the Shainim, a Rosh and a Rambam, which in Mi'at Hashem on Thursday we'll get to. And it's the Rosh and the Rambam are dealing with many cases that we have here in Mishmura, but Halacha L'maisa, we'll get to Halacha L'maisa. This was a Monday share on Sunday. So therefore, the idea was just to get a few wet with what's going on, but on Thursday, we'll address it from the halachas that we're learning. And so don't, I sometimes feel like I lose the oilam. I hope I didn't lose them. Okay, have a wonderful evening.